G'day, Mossy. How are you, mate?
I'm all right, Mido. A bit of a case of FOMO. I'd love to be down in Wagga with you guys for the Wagga Cup, but you'll just have to fly the flag for us, I suppose. Actually, quick shout-out to two of my colleagues at NAB from Wagga who will be at the Wagga Cup. I was working with them and their team yesterday, Naomi Stewart, who I think her cousin knows you, Loz, from way, way, way back, and Lara Tritton. So shout-out to them and their families. Enjoy the Wagga Cup.
Nah, looking forward to it, Mossy. Always a big day here in Wagga. I think it's a half-day holiday, Middo. I think.
Yeah. The boys are nodding here in the Farrah.
Yeah,
so.
Half-day holiday.
Yeah.
Some with people take full advantage Monday. Of that.
Well, I don't know if that's even... Day. I don't even know if the council's allowed that, but people power might have just dictated it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's a great day. Blue sky.
Not perfect, Middo. Middo, it won't be people power, mate. It'll be Laurie Daly power. He's a legend in that town. If he says it's a half-day holiday, it's a half-day holiday.
Oh, not in Wagga.
See the head wobble. Seriously. All right, Mossy. Let's start locally, actually. In the Central Coast Mariners winning the Premier's plate on Wednesday night. For a club of this size and what they've been able to achieve in the last couple of years in particular, I'm sure as a former coach, you're very proud of that club.
Absolutely, Mido, and I think Loz jumped on them pretty early in the season. Even when they were a bit down and out, he still had belief. So... it was brilliant scenes the other night. I commentated the game for Paramount Plus, and I have to admit, you know, there was a mixture of emotions. You know, pride was the first one as I was commentating it because I love the club. Always got a soft spot for the club and the people up there on the Central Coast. But the first time they've won the Premier's plate since Arnie was in charge back in 2011-12. When we wrapped it up over in Wellington. So it's been a long time between Premier's plate hoistings. And what they're doing is remarkable. It really is. It's, you know, they're in, I wouldn't say the box seat, but they're certainly a very strong position to do what no other team has ever done before in Australian football. And that's lift the treble of the league, the grand final, and an Asian trophy because they've got the final of the AFC Cup this weekend, Monday morning, early out time. So remarkable stuff for the smallest club in the country.
Just on that then, Mossy, how will they navigate their way through this? Because, you know, you've got your playing group, and I reckon if you're playing them in every game, something will give at some point in time, won't it?
Yeah, well, you would think that, Loz, but they just keep navigating it and dealing with the logistics and, you know, they've obviously got some very good processes in place around the travel because they've done a lot of travel. And don't forget, they were stuck over in the Middle East for, I think it was 4 days or 3 days extra leading into the game the other night. You could see they were a bit sluggish in the first half, but they stayed in the contest, Danny Vukovic with a couple of great saves and then found a way to win the game. And, you know, they've got to go, they're on their way to Asia now.
Because I
they've
know
got
it's
this
not.
Weekend
I,
off.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I know you'd never sacrifice a game or sacrifice a competition, but what would be the one they want to win most out of those three?
Well, they've got the Premier's plate, so that's done. So if you put it down to now the AFC Cup and the Grand Final, I would have to say. I would have to say the AFC Cup because they've done the grand final. They've won a couple of them. They've never won in Asia. So to win that trophy, I mean, that's something that never... I mean, grand finals don't get forgotten.
No, but that's what
winning
I mean.
The AFC Cup would never be forgotten, especially for a club of their size. Like it's and as you said, the squad, like, and they've lost Angel Torres as well. He's been stood down through off-field issues. He was a big, big player for them. He was in form, scoring goals, setting up goals. Take him out of the squad at the pointy end of the season, and they've covered it without losing a wink of sleep.
Okay, these A-League elimination finals this weekend. Sydney FC $1.42, MacArthur $6.50, the draw $4.75. That's the 90-minute market, of course, with TAB. And the Melbourne Derby, and news this week that Curtis Good and Jamie McLaren are leaving Melbourne City. They're $2.70, slight outsiders with victory $2.40, the draw $3.60. How do they play out, Mossy?
Well, you'd have to say both those teams, if you look at the Melbourne Derby, Victory and City, that neither of them are really stormed into the finals in great form. Who knows? It's a Melbourne Derby and it's a final. So it could go either way. That's a hard one to tip. I got a funny feeling that may go down to penalties. I'm finding it hard to split those. If you had to lean one way or the other, it'd probably be Victory there in slightly better form than Melbourne City. But an emotion card with Curtis Good and Jamie McLaren moving on, that may play in Melbourne City's favour as well. Jamie McLaren will be up for this, and there's been no greater goal scorer in the A-League era than Jamie McLaren. So, I would probably get on the back of Victory if I had to pick a winner, but I would say it could well go down to penalty. Sydney FC MacArthur. Look, I think this will be a little bit more cleaner cut. I think Sydney FC will have too much for MacArthur. They've stormed in the finals. Huge, huge win last weekend over Perth to really give them confidence. The only double edge of that sword could be a little bit of complacency after a massive, 7-goal win over Perth. But given that it's an elimination final, you'd like to think there won't be any complacency going into it. So Sydney FC to win that one in normal time. Melbourne Victory, if I had to pick a winner, to beat Melbourne City on penalties.
What about the A-League Women's Grand Final? Sydney FC are in their 7th Grand Final in a row. Their chances, Mossy. And what about the Holman family this weekend? We spoke to Shay yesterday, who's a part of the Sydney FC women's team, but the two brothers are playing each other with Sydney FC and MacArthur.
Wouldn't you love to be around that dinner table? The Holman family is a remarkable family in Australian football. The kids have come through the development systems. A couple of them spent time at Manly on the Northern Beaches as well. So, credit to all the clubs that have played their role in developing them. But it's a wonderful rivalry between the two boys. Obviously, one at MacArthur, one at Sydney FC, and Shay in the women's team. So, going back to your question, I think my head tells me Melbourne City will get the win over Sydney FC in the grand final. It's at home. Melbourne City won the Premier's plate. Sydney FC, the youngest squad in the competition, so Ante Juric doing a brilliant job of get them to their 7th grand final. But I just think the experience at Melbourne City, the fact they're at home, might just get them over the line.
Tottenham, trouble as far as top four is concerned. A 2-0 loss this morning at Stamford Bridge to Chelsea, and they've got Liverpool at Anfield Monday morning. Mossy?
Yep, and then 10 days after that, I think it is Manchester City. So it's gone, for me, it's gone from looking ahead to trying to catch Aston Villa to looking over their shoulder, trying to avoid being caught by Manchester United. 6 points are in it. They both played the same amount of games. Then there's Newcastle, a point behind Manchester United, 7 points from Spurs. So that's their third straight loss. They've now conceded 4 set pieces in the last 2 games. And that's not good reading. 14 goals from set pieces this season. This was 2 free kicks this morning. And Ange refuses to have a set piece coach, which is obviously his right, but that's getting some headlines in the UK at the moment. So look, I still think they'll tie up that Europa spot. I think the Champions League is gone. I think that's too many points, 7 points, with 3 games to go. I think that's, it'll be 4 for Tottenham, but I still think that's a bridge too far, given they've got Liverpool and Manchester City.
We need a multi.
I'll give you a multi. I'm going to stick on the. I'm going to stick with Chelsea. Pochettino's just starting to turn them around at the back end of the season. They had 1 win in 14 at home between March and November last year. They've now gone 8 from 10 wins at home since then, and they've got West Ham on the weekend. So I'm going to back them in to beat West Ham at home and extend that to 9 wins from 11 games at home, into Melbourne City to win the women's grand final, into Sydney FC to beat MacArthur in that elimination men's final. So Chelsea into Melbourne City in the women's grand final, into Sydney FC in the elimination final.
Okay, little treble there for Mossy, and the A-League women. So you're saying Melbourne City in normal time in the A-League women's?
Yes.
Okay, so that adds some value. So Chelsea, Sydney FC in the A-League men's, Melbourne City in the A-League women's. That treble's paying $5.45. Have a great weekend, Mossy. Thank you.
You too, guys. Take care.